This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد سورة المسد A surah that's dedicated to the condemnation apparently of just one individual and his wife. But through that one individual and his wife, an archetype has been created, a standard has been created. There are people, there are families sometimes, married couples sometimes, that are absolutely, there's this very angry people, very aggressive people, and they have no barriers in causing other people harm. They're just a terror and a horror to be around. And that's what Abu Lahab was. He's from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an honor it would be to be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet these are the most wretched, horrible, aggressive, mean people. She said, his wife and he said some of the most horrible things and did some of the most horrible things that have ever been done to the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his family and the believers. Now, what is this surah doing in the order of the surahs? I've been emphasizing the sequence of these surahs all along. This is actually, in one sense, a culmination of what was said in Surah Al-Kawthar. Your enemy shall be discontinued, and now your enemy has been spelled out. The worst of the Prophet's enemies was, in fact, Abu Lahab. Even Abu Jahl, actually, the Quran says, may have had some decency. He had the potential of being a great believer. So you think about Abu Jahl, you think of أَرَأَيْتَ إِن كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَى. Allah even says, did you see if he had been committed to guidance? أَوْ أَمَرَ بِالتَّقْوَى. Or he commanded to taqwa, meaning he had that kind of potential. And you see that even the Prophet ﷺ praying for one of the two Umars, and one of them is Amr, meaning Abu Jahl, right? But Abu Lahab, man, this guy is bad guy through and through. And he's the meanest, nastiest enemy of Islam. And so what did Allah do? In the previous surah, he promised his messenger victory is coming. And in this surah, he said, well, if you think victory is so impossible, when does somebody think victory is impossible or unlikely? When they have a major obstacle in front of them. So you know what? As a token of that ultimate victory that's coming, let me give you a taste of it. Let me get rid of your biggest enemy for you. Let me take care of that one obstacle for you. It'll give you motivation and strength of faith to realize that I can wipe out these obstacles. They're nothing to me. And so you'll see that the ultimate victory that Islam is going to be given is bound to happen. It's kind of like a good news, you know, and a major hurdle that's been passed, that it encourages the believer that the victory that's ultimately coming for Islam is on its way. And that's what Allah did through the Surah of Lahab. His title is also important to mention. He's called the father of Lahab instead of the father of a burning red flame, as opposed to actually being called his actual name. His nickname is used. Now, this nickname plays a duality because he has a hot temper. And so some of the enemies of Islam are some of the most heated, vile, aggressive enemies that speak ill. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, don't you worry about them. I'll deal with them. You just keep doing what you have to do and victory of this deen will come. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us see the victory of this deen. Wherever we may find ourselves. May Allah Azza wa Jal instill the love of this deen in good people's hearts all over the world. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.